אתם עם SBS בעברית. The Victorian Jewish community had a gathering last week. It was called United with Israel, which was a solidarity event at Caulfield Shul in Melbourne. The event included community leaders in the Jewish community and political leaders on both sides. Some of the politicians there were Ben Carroll, John Pasuto, Senator James Patterson, and Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles. Here are some highlights of this event, and we will start with Yossi Goldfarb, the President of Zionism Victoria.
I stand firmly, but on weakened knees that tremble, as I, like all in this venue, struggle to comprehend the enormity of the hatred that motivates people to take children hostage, to murder innocents doing nothing more objectionable than going to a dance party. Terror is called terror because it terrifies everyone. We've all been dancing, we've all been to children's parties, yet our worst nightmares would never concoct the scenarios that Israel faces today. And the outpouring of emotion globally as the world comprehends the inhumane savagery of the weekend's events is welcome. I and other leaders have received calls from all parties offering their support and making sure we are managing. To them I say, and on behalf of the community, thank you. And this is only underscored by the strong contingent of MPs here tonight, Liberal and Labor, State and Federal. However, as we gather here tonight, politics is the furthest thing from our minds. We gather together because we are one community with indelible and eternal ties to the State of Israel. Those ties are sharpened now as we share in the grief of our Israeli brothers and sisters and share their outrage too, as we, like all Israelis, and indeed like all fair-minded global citizens, expect that Hamas is held to account and that the appropriate steps are taken to ensure that Israelis can remain safe in their homes, their communities, and also at their parties. The scale is unprecedented. In terms relative to the infamous 9/11 attacks, Israel has already endured losses more than seven times those suffered by the US on that fateful day. In both cases, the victims committed no offence greater than going about their everyday business. In both cases, the citizenry demands a response that will restore their safety. As a community, we are not prepared to tolerate the disingenuously vapid calls that create a false equivalence between those who would murder innocents and take children hostage and a democratic state that defends its citizens. In that vein, we gratefully acknowledge the world's leaders, including Australia's, who have had the courage to support Israel's right to defend its border and its people. And concomitantly, we will not truck with those who in any way support Hamas or their homicidal allies and partners. What justification exists for taking elderly grandparents or children or toddlers hostage? What semantic gymnastics are required to defend an organisation that the Australian government has designated as a terrorist organisation? While we are angry today, I know that tomorrow we will feel sad. Sad as Israel begins to lay its departed to rest. Sad as we contemplate the further loss of life that is inevitable, unfortunately, as this conflict plays out. And overwhelmingly sad, as we realise that Hamas's belligerent and violent actions have obviated the chance of a lasting peace anytime soon. And ultimately, this is the nub of the conflict, a conflict between a young nation that aspires to Western ideals of happiness and success and those whose only desire is to see that nation destroyed. So we stand together as a community this evening, proudly declaring our support for Israel today and for whatever may come tomorrow. And together, with broken hearts but raised voices, we say, Anachnu kulanu Yisraelim erev, we are all Israelis tonight.
And that was Yossi Goldfarb, the president of Zionism Victoria. And here is the deputy premier of Victoria, Ben Carroll.
The Victorian government unreservedly and unequivocally condemns the indiscriminate violence to Israel and its people. These attacks by Hamas are abhorrent. We recognise Israel's right to defend herself. Some of the stories coming out are horrific, especially during a time of religious celebration for the Jewish community. Earlier this year, I had the great honour of visiting Israel and witnessing firsthand the friendliness and warmth of the Israeli people, laying a wreath at Yad Vashem and visiting what many people have described as Australia's gift to Israel, the John Gandel Hadassah Hospital, the Rehabilitation Centre, one of the largest ever, if not the largest donation ever. I know each and everyone here tonight has a loved one home in Israel, whether it's a family member, a friend or a colleague. I know you would have been in touch with them. I know you might still be trying to reach them. I know this is a very distressing time for you all here this evening. Anything we may say is not going to give you the answers you may seek, and we recognise that. But I hope tonight you feel your Victorian community is right behind you. We are angry with you. We are concerned with you. Victoria's show of support to the Jewish community tonight by lighting up our landmarks in blue and white right across Melbourne, Victoria, as a sign of solidarity with the Jewish people. We stand with you. We stand with Israel. This will never waver. I pray for the safety of your loved ones. I pray for all the families who have been hurt by the senseless loss of life. I pray for an end to this indiscriminate attack, an unselfish and selfish attack on the people of Israel. We condemn it in the harshest, unequivocal terms.
The Deputy Premier of Victoria, Ben Carroll. And here is John Pasuto, the opposition leader of Victoria.
I want you all to know and to take whatever comfort I can provide to assure you that we stand united in Victoria against these acts of war crimes committed against the people of Israel, against the Jewish people, and against all people across our world who care about freedom and human dignity. These are, make no mistake, war crimes. We too condemn them in the strongest possible terms. We pray for those who are dealing with the immediacy of the loss of human life and the abduction of innocent civilians, and we pray also that the government of Israel, and the IDF in particular, can take those steps as necessary to secure Israel and its borders and to return those abducted to safety. What I wanted to add to you was just a reflection to add to what Ben said a few moments ago. One of the reasons the Jewish community is so proudly admired, not just here but the world over, is I can think of no people whose commitment to the principles of justice, of equality and opportunity for all peoples is unmatched. The advocacy I see, the work that goes on in your community, makes me proud as a Victorian to look with admiration at the example you set for those principles. Hard-earned in the fire of adversity and injustice over millennia of mistreatment and atrocities which we have seen repeated in recent days. What you have done for humankind is something we can all be proud of. And it is that which marks a painful irony in the recent events, that of all people who are committed to uplifting all of humankind should suffer the base acts of these war crimes in recent days. And in giving you that assurance that we stand united with Israel and with you, we cannot allow these criminal acts, these horrific acts, to stand. We continue our march with you for a world that recognises our common bond of humanity, which you are exemplars of every day, both in these holy places, in our community and across the world. We stand with you at this very painful time, but I want you to know we share your resolve for the people of Israel, the Jewish people and the future of humanity. Our thoughts and prayers are with you.
John Pasuto, the opposition leader of Victoria. And here are the words of the Deputy Prime Minister, Richard Marles.
Australia's heart breaks for Israel. In the face of this evil, tonight, Australia embraces Israel and all her people. The very nature of terrorism is shocking. It invades normality, such as simply attending a knock on the front door, or going to a music festival. As thousands of young people, my kids, do in our country all the time. To have fun, to dance, to enjoy youth. In the context of the expected normality, it is horribly unimaginable. And these were not combatants. They were innocents. And that makes this murder. Israel is a liberal democracy. She cherishes human rights and values freedom of speech. And in that, Israel and Australia are the same. At the heart of the relationship is the Australian Jewish community. It is you which transforms the relationship between our two countries from being one of the closest of friends to literally being family. And I'm acutely aware that for so many of you in this room tonight, there is a deep sense of anxiety about the safety of your family and your friends in Israel. And we are with you in hoping that they are all right. And we weep for the more than 700 who have lost their lives, and our thoughts are with the thousands who have been injured, and we fervently pray for those who find themselves now in the unspeakable position of being held hostage by Hamas in Gaza as we meet. And so we do condemn Hamas in the strongest possible terms. Theirs is an ideology of terror, and these are acts which are of the most profound evil. And as Israel acts to defend herself and to seek the protection and the liberation of her citizens and to act against Hamas, Australia stands by her side. And in 2023, it is time around the world that there is an acknowledgement that Israel has the right to exist in peace and in security. And as this right is asserted, our nation stands as one with all the people of Israel.
Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles. And to finish off, Senator James Patterson, the representative of the federal opposition.
I'm here tonight with a very simple message. I stand with Israel, the Liberal Party stands with Israel, and Australia stands with Israel. We will always stand with Israel, but more than that, we will stand with you, Australia's Jewish community. Because what happened this weekend was not just an attack on Israel. It was an attack on the values that we all hold dear. Let's be clear. This was not just another attack, another incident, another skirmish. This was the most serious attack we've seen on Israel in decades. And so the business as usual rhetoric is not sufficient. Of course Israel has a right to exist. Of course Israel has a right to defend itself. But much more than that, Israel has a moral obligation to defend its citizens and its way of life. Friends, sadly, we know that in the coming days and weeks, the outpouring of goodwill and sympathy and support that we've seen around the world will be tested. Because Israel cannot live any longer with the existential risk of an event like this occurring again. The response must be decisive. And when that time comes, we will stand with you through what needs to be done, because we are not fair weather friends. I know that many of you are fearful for the safety of the community here in Australia as well. Based on previous conflicts, that fear is understandable. I want to assure you, though, that our law enforcement, security and intelligence agencies take these threats to this community seriously, and they work hand in hand with the community security group to keep you safe. I want to leave you tonight with a sense of optimism. Israel has faced threats like this before. Israel is strong. Israel is resilient. Israel has friends, and Israel will prevail.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.